faster. Get on board on the Great Space Coaster. We'll explore a comet ride, a fantasy, to a place where dreams fly fast and free.
With new friends and new things to see,
we'll spin you through the galaxy.
On the Great Space Coaster.
Oh, oh,
on the Great Space Coaster. On the Great Space Coaster.
Cactus, cactus,
cactus,
cactus,
cactus,
cactus.
I am playing games.
Cactus,
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 cactus.
Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus,
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 cactus, cactus. This cocksucker.
Cactus,
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 cactus.
You've got to be crapping my balls.
Cactus,
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 cactus.
It's gonna be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus,
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 cactus.
Calling me a hobo.
Cactus,
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 cactus.
Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus,
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 cactus.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 You're blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hello, everybody. This is RBCP, and you're listening to The Snowplow Show. Today is March 13th, 2016, and today's episode is sponsored by Gizmo. And please try not to hate me too much, but I'm going to be playing nothing but old calls in this show from 2014. And the reason is because I've been sick for quite a while now, and that's the reason I haven't done a new show in the past week. I guess it's been a week now, right? Or maybe over a week. I've had the flu, I guess, and I mean, I start feeling better for a while. I think I'm doing great, and then I start feeling shitty again, and it's been really annoying, and I swear I'm not just being lazy by doing this, it's just really the only thing I can do, because my biggest problem is being able to sit upright, which I am doing right now to record this intro, but all of the call editing that I'm doing for this episode, I just now finished it up, and I've done all of that while laying on the couch. So let me try to explain to you what these calls are before I get lightheaded and have to go back downstairs. Whenever I put together a show, I will take all of the different segments from that show and I will just throw them into this directory on my hard drive. And eventually, I will take those segments and split them up into separate phone calls. And those are used on the main YouTube channel at youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica. And after that happens, I take those sound clips out of that directory, and I put them into the directory for the next PLA Media Pack Torrent thing. And sometimes I will do this immediately after a show, like if a really good call happens, I'll go ahead and put the call on YouTube and throw the file into the PLA Media Pack. And other times it just sits there for a long time and I kind of forget about it, and eventually I'll get to it. And when I do go through the directory to pick out calls to put up on YouTube, it's usually pretty random. I'll just kind of look through the list, this giant directory of phone calls, of segments, and I'll just grab a few at random, or I'll just pick something that sounds funny. So because of this, I have a bunch of really old calls in there. I found quite a few. I found about an hour's worth from 2014, from the end of 2014. So that's what I'm going to play on today's show. I'm going to play these calls that I found from the end of 2014. I'm only playing the ones that I personally liked. There was a bunch in there that were just garbage, and I either deleted those or threw them into the torrent directory. So, by the way, these are calls that were never on the media torrent, because I haven't sorted through them yet. You know, I have to go through them and edit them and split up the calls from the segments. And I just now checked, and this is crazy, there are 51 hours of old pranks that I haven't sorted through yet. Most of them are from 2015, but there were these few from 2014, and then, of course, there's some more recent ones from the past couple of months. But holy crap, 51 hours. I really need to get to work on these. That's 51 hours of PLA material that you did not get if you downloaded the PLA Media Torrent a couple weeks ago, which you can find at phonelosers.org/torrent. And that's also the reason that I didn't really do a best of show this year, because I knew all that stuff was just sitting there in that directory that I haven't sorted through yet, and a ton of it was from 2015. So I'm just full of excuses today. So seriously, I hope you guys don't mind this, that I play a bunch of old pranks. I'm just really not up to sitting up here and making original calls, because that takes way longer than the actual phone calls, you know, to get people to answer and for funny things to actually happen. So I'm not just dumping a bunch of random calls from 2014. I'm only playing the stuff I like that I found today, and hopefully you will too. And I really hope I can do an original show this week. If I can, if I'm feeling better tomorrow on Monday, that will be my plan, is to do a brand new show. But even if it's not tomorrow, you know, I have to be better any day now. It's been so long that I've been sick. I'm really tired of this, and I thought I was going to be better on Friday. I tried to do a show on Friday, and then I just started feeling like crap. And then Saturday morning, I knew I couldn't do a show. I didn't even try. I've pretty much just been lying around on the couch all week, watching Workaholics and Broad City, and that amazing new show with James Franco, and Drunk History, and Comedy Bang Bang. I've watched more TV this past week than I've watched in a really long time, and hopefully that will end today or tomorrow. I actually feel much better today, but even just sitting here for this intro, I'm feeling like lightheaded, which is probably because of all the NyQuil I took last night. But anyway, I will shut up about myself, and I'm going to start playing calls for you guys, and hopefully you won't remember these from about a year and a half ago.
Hello?
Hello, I'm calling for Jeremy.
One moment.
All right.
Hey. Telephone.
Hello.
Hello, Jeremy?
Yep.
Hey, I'm calling from the layaway department.
Yeah?
And you picked up your five items? Closed your account?
Yep, earlier today.
Yeah, yeah. Why'd you even use layaway? I mean, why bother? Why, you know? It's kind of a waste of everyone's time.
It was actually my girl, but so, sorry.
Your girl?
Yeah, because she didn't have her ID on her at the time, so I had to use my ID. So she had on her my name.
Oh, okay. Well, how come she didn't just not even bother using layaway? Because, I mean, you paid for it so quick. What's the point?
Well, because it'd been on layaway since last month.
I know, only a month. Why didn't you just wait? It's not like this stuff's going to disappear. Why didn't you just...
Yeah, I don't know. That's just her, the way she likes to do things.
Why didn't you just buy things one at a time?
I don't know. That's just the way she likes to do things, I guess.
That's dumb. Okay, so anyway, there's several problems with all of these things. Let's start with number one.
Okay.
The Atari. What the fuck is that?
The Atari?
Yeah, she got an Atari something? It just says Atari here. I don't know what it is, because... Like one of those things you plug into.
It's like the throwback system that has like 90 games on it.
That's fucking retarded. You know, you can get like, emulators and stuff on the computer.
Yep.
How much did she pay for that?
I don't know.
Like.
Pay attention to her money. She wants to spend it. It's up to her.
Okay, well. Yeah, it's a really poor financial decision because the emulators are free. I've got an emulator on my Wii. You know, I can just use my Wiimote, and I can play any Atari game ever made. And Nintendo. And Super Nintendo.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, and I didn't pay anything for it.
Cool.
She's stupid with her money.
Yep.
She could have donated that to charity. She could have given that to one of our bell ringers out in front.
She donated too.
What?
I said she donated, too.
She could have donated more, though.
Okay, well, what is
stupid.
This phone call all about?
Stupid. Skateboard.
So you're calling me to tell me that my girl's stupid?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, how much did she pay for that Atari thing?
I have no idea. I haven't looked at the receipt.
It's stupid. Like, whatever it is, it's too much. Because the emulators are free. They're free online.
Who is this calling again?
But there's a problem with the skateboard, is what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay, well, what's wrong with it?
She didn't buy a helmet to go with the skateboard.
Okay.
And that's illegal.
It's illegal?
Yeah, it's illegal to ride a skateboard without a helmet.
Since when?
And since forever? Since the 70s?
I used to ride a skateboard all the time.
You're a lawbreaker,
then. Helmet.
Well, you're breaking the law. It's the law. You need to look it up. It's illegal to ride without a helmet. It's illegal to buy one without a helmet.
Okay, well, it should have stated that someplace then.
Oh, it's not up to us to enforce the law. You need to learn the law yourself.
Okay, so you're just going to tell me that we broke the law.
Yeah. Number one, she's stupid with her finances. Number two, she broke the law.
Okay. And who exactly am I talking to again? Who is this?
My name is Kevin from the layaway department.
Kevin. All right. Thank you very much. That's all I needed to know.
Well, hold on. Number three. I'm not finished. Damn it.
Hello?
Hi. I was talking to Jeremy.
Yeah?
Is this the dumb girl that bought the Atari?
Yes.
Okay, what the fuck? Atari emulators are free on the internet. You can get them for your Wii or your Xbox. How much did you pay for the Atari thing? And how many games did it come with?
I don't know. You know, first of all...
It's not put anywhere. Like, hey, you can buy a helmet.
Yeah, first of all, can I speak to your manager? Because I don't appreciate you calling me and calling me dumb, first
okay.
of all.
Okay, all right, I'm sorry about that. I'm very sorry.
You
that,
know...
That was out of line.
Yeah. Yes, that was, like, way out of line. Second of all, I buy what I want. I spend my money on what I want.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said that. But there's a problem with the skateboard. You didn't buy a helmet with it. You have to buy it. You have to use a helmet if you ride a skateboard. Do you have a helmet?
At this time, no. Am I riding a skateboard? No.
That's illegal. Who's riding it if you're not?
It's not until Christmas. I'm not giving it until Christmas. It's only November.
All right, settle down.
First of all, you call and sit there and call me dumb and expect me to be calm? Really?
Well, you don't have a helmet on layaway, so I know you're not buying a helmet. You have to buy a helmet.
Just because I haven't bought it at this particular second.
You have to buy them at the same time as the law. Don't you know the law?
Yeah, that sounds about to go bad, by the way.
So you're telling me when I buy a bike, I have to buy a helmet at the exact same time?
Yes, everyone knows that. That's common knowledge.
Even if you're not using it until 4 months later.
Yeah, it's the law. You have to buy a helmet. We post that on the shelf. It's written on the shelf. You have to buy a helmet with a bike or a skateboard, because that's the law. Oh my God, shut those kids up.
I just want to... Yeah, so...
And oh, I heard him in the background. He said the phone's about to go dead.
Thank you for calling Chipotle of Cali. How can I help you?
Hello, is Robert there?
Yeah, may I ask who's calling?
This is Roy from the corporate office.
All right, just a moment.
Okay.
This is Robert speaking. How can I help you?
Hello, Robert. This is Roy from the corporate office with Chipotle.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Hi, pretty good. Hey, I just wanted to let you know we're definitely, I don't know if they've talked with you about it already, but we're going to have to let you go. You're not going to be able to work here anymore. We are going to give you 2 months severance, though.
Okay. What for?
Well, it's just, you know, you have that Crohn's disease, and we feel like our daily intake of food makes you a high risk for wrongful death. So it's probably just for the best that, you know, we let you go.
I mean, it really doesn't affect my overall eating at all. I don't understand how that would have anything to do with...
Yeah, but, you know...
It doesn't affect, because my disease, because I'm so young, is, like, in remission that I don't have an issue...
Yeah, but, you know, just in case, we just got to be safe. We got to cover our bases here. You know, we don't want any trouble from you.
I mean, I don't understand. I mean, that isn't real fair to me, though. Because,
yeah.
I mean, I don't have a problem. I've worked with your company for years.
But, you know, we're cut.
Disease.
We're cutthroat business people here. This is the corporate office, and you know.
Yeah, I understand that, but. Like I said, I've worked with this company for years, and I haven't had any issues, and I'm actually moving up the scale here at this restaurant.
Well, not anymore, because I think we're going to make your last day this coming Wednesday.
Oop, hold on one second.
Okay.
Here, talk to my GM real quick. He's on the speaker.
Okay.
Hello, this is Alex speaking.
Hi. Is Robert incapable of handling, you know, tough situations at the restaurant? Is that why he put you on?
No. May I ask who's speaking?
This is Roy from the corporate office. Roy Gerbel.
What corporate office?
From the Chipotle corporate office.
And what's your employee ID number?
31337. Well, I was just trying to let Robert know that we're going to have to let him go because of his Crohn's disease. And his last day there is going to be Wednesday.
Wait, I've never heard of anything like this happening before.
Oh, yeah. We're going to give him two months severance, so it's okay. But, you know, we're just worried that, you know, our food isn't very good for people, and if he's eating our food, that makes him a high risk for a wrongful death lawsuit, and we don't want that. We don't want any trouble
our
from Robert.
Our food isn't good for people?
What?
Our food isn't good for people?
Yeah, I mean, we don't tell the public that, of course, but come on, we all know it.
What's your first and last name? Can I speak to your supervisor?
I'm the only one here right now. Everyone's gone. It's the weekend. My name is Roy Gerbeldo.
And what department do you work in?
Well, I'm in the corporate office in public relations.
No, but what department?
Public relations.
Are you sure you work for Chipotle?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm in the office right now.
So why haven't, I mean, why isn't this coming from, like, my team director or, I mean, I've worked for Chipotle for over 5 years and I've never had a situation like this happen before.
Yeah, I don't know. We don't have to run it through the team director or anything. I don't know why he put you on the phone. I was trying to talk to him. He had to be a bitch boy and put you on the phone like he can't handle it or something.
And what did you just say?
Did he run off to the bathroom crying or something?
What did you just say? What's your first and last name?
What happened to him? Where did he go?
You were speaking completely out of line.
Oh, I can talk however the fuck I want, because I'm with the corporate office.
Sir, what's your first and last name?
Remember that one time, a long time ago, you asked me what my first and last name was, and I told you Roy Gerbel? Oh my God, are you just as inept as he is at running this place? What is wrong with you people?
I will call the police and file a harassment charge on you.
Who's been harassing anyone?
You are harassing me.
Well, you can't call the police on your boss.
Sure I can. No, if they're harassing me.
I'm not even in the same state as you. So what are you going to do? You're going to have the police drive here and get us?
File harassment charges and sue you for harassment.
You're not going to sue me for harassment?
You can't speak to me like this, nor can you speak to my employees like this.
I can speak to you any way I want, you motherfucker.
What?
You heard me. Look, we have word here. We've been sent cell phone pictures. It's not just the Crohn's disease. We know that he's a terrorist or some. He's got Arabic letter tattoos on his body. And
what are you talking about? Who is this?
I'm talking about Robert. Robert has Arabic tattoos.
How do you spell your last name?
Make him show you the tattoos.
How do you spell your last name? Are you incompetent?
Say, Robert, pull down your pants. Show me your butt cheeks. Let me see that Arabic. I just got called incompetent.
Boy, this is Robert speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Robert, listen. Just because you have a damaged asshole, you have no right to get smart with me and put that other guy on the phone.
Hold on one second.
What? Why are you laughing? He's hitting the trace button. Great.
Hey, man, who is this?
This is Roy from the corporate office.
Here's the thing, Roy. You guys wouldn't be calling a corporate office because the corporate office would include your guys' employee service.
Take me off speaker. I can't hear anything you're saying.
You're not speaking any Chipotle lingo whatsoever, man. Like, there's nothing about what you're saying that's true at all.
What lingo?
Not to mention how the language you're using too just doesn't make any sense, man.
Hey, it doesn't make sense in your little world, but in the corporate world, we can say whatever the fuck we want, man.
Yeah, dude. I just don't believe.
Are you guys that slow in Austin Town that you don't have anything better to do?
Yep, we're that slow. All right. Well, I'm glad I brightened up both of your days, and I'm glad we all think this is hilarious and it's a great joke, and you guys approve. And teehee.
I mean, it's not that it's a joke, man. It's just there's nothing professional about.
Well, it's a joke, so it's not supposed to be professional.
Well, who is it?
Who is what?
Who's speaking on the phone?
Well, I can't tell you that. That's part of the joke.
Dude, I swear to God, if Craig puts you up to this, man, I swear to God, I will come down there, and not only will I have the asshole problem, Craig will have an asshole problem.
Are all the stinkers gone?
motherfucker.
Yeah, I dare you. You go ahead and come down here, and both me and Craig will kick your ass.
Do you fucking listen, dude? It's funny now, but dude, it wasn't funny originally, dude. I was like fucking devastated. I'm like, I've got cats to feed, man.
It wasn't funny to you, but it's pretty funny to me.
Dude, that was some pretty serious shit, dude.
Hey, wait.
You.
Would you say that
I'm gonna go back on grill?
Hey, but happy Halloween. I'm glad I was able to scare you and stuff.
Yeah, happy Halloween, asshole.
I just got hung up on.
This is... How can I help you?
Hello, is the manager available?
Yes, she is. May I ask who's speaking?
This is Dave from the corporate office with Five Guys.
Okay. Dave from Five Guys office? Five Guys.
Hi, this is Dave from the corporate office with Five Guys.
Oh, yes, sir?
And I'm calling about the... you had kind of a problem with the pickle shipment recently.
Oh, yes, sir?
And you're familiar with that, I guess, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. There has been a small problem. The pickle plant, the factory, it exploded.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're not going to be able to ship pickles there for a really long time.
Okay, I'll let my manager know. The GM is not here, but I can call him and let him know.
Let him know? What?
My GM is not here right now. I'm one of the chief leaders, but I'm gonna call him right now so I can let him know what happened.
Okay, yeah, because what we're gonna need him to do is, if he could work out some deals with some local pickle farmers, like go to the farmer's market and just get your pickles directly from there from now on. Our entire supply of pickles, for most of all of Texas definitely has been completely wiped out. So we're going to have to go with local pickle farmers.
Okay. Okay, then. I'll let my manager know. Can he call you at this number?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. And your name is Dave.
Yeah, Dave from the corporate office. See, actually, if you have his number, I could just call him up myself.
Oh, okay. Give me just a second.
Okay.
It's one...
Okay. Okay. That's his home or cell or something?
Cell phone.
Okay, great. All right, I'll go ahead and give him a call. But yeah, you can let him know I called if you want.
Okay. Okay then.
Oh, also,
thank you very much.
Also, as long as I have you on the phone, do you want me to go ahead and do the weekly customer survey?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I just if you just put a customer on the phone, and I'll give them a quick survey, and they get a free free meal coupon.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay. So yeah, if you could put a customer on, I'll give them that survey.
Oh, I don't have any customers right now. Oh, you want a customer? Okay. They're eating right now.
Oh, it's okay. Like, tell them they get a free meal coupon. Like, we'll mail them a coupon for a free meal. I'm sure
okay,
they...
Okay, give me just a second,
it'll
babe,
just
okay?
Yeah, it'll just take 1 minute.
Okay. Okay, then.
I don't know if you guys could hear that, but she's like, lower the music down.
I want to do a quick survey, because it's from Five Guys Corporate, and they can mail you two coupons from Five Guys. It only takes 1 minute.
Hello?
Hello, is this a customer?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hello, this is Dave. What's your name?
Greta, Greta.
Oh, okay, I'm calling from the corporate office. I want to do a quick survey with you, and we'll send you a free meal ticket.
Okay.
All right. Question number one is, do you like the music that's playing right now, like the Van Halen?
The music's fine. It's a little loud.
Oh, it's a little loud?
Yeah, they just turned it down.
I mean, you're not, like, how old are you? Like, you're not sick of this song by now?
51.
You're how old?
51.
Oh, 51. I mean, you've heard this song a billion times. Aren't you just fucking sick of it at this point? God, whenever I hear the song, I just want to pull my hair out.
Okay, the next question?
Yeah, I mean, like, when I hear any Van Halen song, I just want to, like, start punching someone in the stomach.
Okay, this is obviously not a survey.
No, it is. I'm just saying, like, the song that's playing. What does it even mean? What do the lyrics mean? Can you explain it to me?
Okay, do you have another question, or are you done?
Are you a Van Halen fan? Like, were you back in the day? Or who the fuck is Jamie? Like, what
I don't know what this is. This is not a survey.
when you're cursing and you...
Hello?
Oh, okay. Well, she's done with the survey, and I told her where she can get her... we're going to go ahead and mail her a ticket, a free meal coupon.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
Are you going to mail it here or to her address?
I'll just mail it out someplace randomly. Who knows? I don't know. It'll get to her eventually. Fate will bring it to her.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, then.
Have a nice day.
Bye.
Hi, it's Pam.
Hello, Pam?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from Microsoft.
And hi.
Hi. We just noticed that all of your licenses are expired on all the computers there.
Shouldn't be. And we just bought XP Pro. We have 200 and something licenses we just got from TechSoup.
Oh, okay.
We were registering them.
I think all of those must have been counterfeit because we're showing that all the licenses you're using currently are counterfeit.
From TechSoup?
Yes, uh-huh.
I don't know how that's possible.
Oh, yeah, well, they must be selling counterfeit licenses. You know, they have, like, a program, they just generate the codes, and then they print them out on paper.
That's an educational software company where we buy our software for everything.
Yeah, we've had problems with them before. But, yeah, it looks like all of your licenses are definitely counterfeit.
Hold on one second.
Okay.
So I'm actually looking at a Microsoft Open License confirmation from Microsoft.
Yeah, well,
an authorization number and license agreement number that I went to your website.
They trick the system, though, is what I'm saying. They trick the system, and it makes it think that it's a good code, but then it's not a good code. The system catches it after a couple of days.
We've been using this for months.
Yep.
So what's our plan?
Basically, we're going to have all of you arrested for this level of fraud. I mean, you know, it's so many computers that at this point it's like grand theft. So you're going to be arrested, and
who is this?
We're sending out a signal right now, and it's going to disable all Microsoft products in the building through Wi-Fi.
Okay,
it'll kind of do like a virus. So any laptops or anything in the building, it's just going to turn them off. Permanently.
Uh-huh. All right, so who is this really?
My name is Roy. I'm calling from Microsoft Corporation in Redmond, Washington.
Okay, are you sure you're not? I mean, it sounds like you're joking with me.
No, I'm not joking at all, ma'am. This is just standard procedure. We're definitely going to have to send out the signal to disable all computers in the vicinity.
Okay, well, I guess you got to do what you got to do, and we'll have to figure out what to do from there.
Okay, yeah, you might want to get your money back from TechSoup. And, you know, get a lawyer, because you're definitely going to go to jail before the end of the day.
What? Who is this?
My name is Roy Gerbel, calling from Microsoft in Redmond, Washington.
Okay, can I have your phone number, please?
Sure, it'd be 509-4125.
Okay, it's interesting, because you're calling up, you're coming from a toll-free number that has a different number.
Right, yeah, that's the main Microsoft number. I'm giving you my direct extension.
Uh-huh. So what do you propose we do then?
Get a lawyer.
Get a lawyer.
Yes, you might want to shut down any computers that you don't want to be affected by the virus that I'm sending out right now. I'm, like, dispatching the virus to your location as we speak.
Are you for real?
Of course. No, I wouldn't joke about something like this. We've had so many problems with this TechSoup scamming company in the past, and I they're just at it again.
Well, we've been dealing with this agency for like a really long time.
Oh, they're a bunch of motherfuckers, let me tell you. They are a bunch of motherfuckers.
Well, you know, you don't sound real legitimate calling and swearing at me and threatening to throw me in jail.
Well, you know, someone that deals
with a
scammy company like TechSoup is telling me I'm not legitimate. That's really hilarious.
Okay, can I speak with your supervisor, please?
Hold on. I'm dispatching the authorities to your location, too.
Go ahead. Where am I at?
Type that in. Oh, you're at the school.
Where am I at?
Hey, we know where you are. We have a lock on your location with the computers, because I'm sending a virus to all of them right now to shut them all down forever. Hello, everybody. It's present day me again, and I'm here to attempt to make a small voicemail segment for this show. I was just going to skip doing this, but I'm feeling pretty good right now. Maybe I'm done being sick. It's been a few hours since I recorded that intro, but I'm not going to get my hopes up. I've gotten my hopes up before, and I just start feeling like shit again.
Wow, this episode is a real downer. Okay, I'm going to shut up and do the voicemails. So I've been trying to keep up with the voicemails, and of course now I'm really, really, really behind, mostly because of this week. But in an attempt to try and keep the voicemails current on recent shows for the past several months, I've been only playing new voicemails, and I've been trying to get to the older ones, but it never happens. I never get back that far. It's because I don't do enough shows. And because of this, I've got a bunch of really old voicemails, and I figure those are appropriate for this show. Since I'm playing old pranks, I might as well play old voicemails. So these are voicemails from about 3 months ago.
Hey, Brad. It's Chris and Sarah here.
Hey.
Got a beef with you.
Chris and Sarah. That's weird. I don't hear Sarah. Is she imaginary or something?
How come the deadbeat homeless hobo people get their show before the contributors, the elite Cactus Squad people,
what?
Get their high-quality, sexy audio shows? That's bullshit.
Oh.
These hobos are getting to hear the show.
Yeah. It's like a 5-minute difference. It's not even that, I think, if that's what you're saying.
A perfectly acceptable format before it's available to us. Now, come on. Also, I'm going to need you to really kick it up a notch or two here over the next couple weeks, because I'm going to be outlaw trucking like a maniac, and I need some stuff to help me stay awake. So let's get after it. Thanks.
I hope you weren't too disappointed back when you left that voicemail. So yeah, I do post the show on phonelosers.org first, you know, the main show feed that has the post on the main page and everything, but then soon after I post the private feeds, the ones for contributors, where they get to hear it in high quality, and those sometimes take a little bit of extra time because I'm actually creating those feeds manually. I'm not using WordPress or anything, and I know that's something a hobo would do, but I just, it works the best for some reason. I forget what the reason is. But come on, it's rarely more than 10 minutes. It just takes me a few extra minutes to create and upload those two extra feeds. So quit giving me shit, Chris and imaginary Sarah.
Hi, Roy. It's Steven again. I was wondering if you still had the phone number for the food stamp taco lady. That was a funny prank. And I think she, the store she was at is very close to me, because the store that she was at, the name of it, is only in my state in very specific area that I'm in.
Oh,
you can probably tell from my car ID. But if so, you should call her back, because it's amazing. And thanks for doing cool stuff shows. Cactus, cactus.
I think I got rid of her number. I did keep it for a while, because I was hoping to just occasionally call her up and get her opinion on things. But the two times I tried that, she was just weird at me, and it wasn't even funny weird, it was just bizarre. And I don't even remember if I included those in the shows. But I think I deleted her number when she failed to entertain me anymore. And even if I had it, I wouldn't give it to you, because I don't like you. Take that!
So, I just wanted you to know that, when one takes too much LSD... Now, I'm not saying this is something that happens frequently to
drugs
people.
Are bad.
Or that
stop using
I call
drugs.
From my actual phone number. But when someone takes too much acid, they can find comfort in playing the Phone Losers of America. They can find comfort listening to the Snowpuff Show if they're on too much LSD and they're freaking out. You know, these people can find... Please don't play this. Please don't play this,
no.
Roy.
I'm going to play it.
I'm fucked up on drugs, and I'm calling your phone number. Oh, fuck.
I'm sure I'd be laughing, too, if I were on drugs. I'm sure this would be really, really funny.
Hey, Brad, this is Coleman. Me and my friend Aiden listen to you all the time, and I just think you're awesome. I want to tell you I love you and keep up the good work. Also, we're from Oregon, so you should give me your address, and I'll come creep on you sometime.
Okay.
All right, bye.
I should just give you Oregon guy's address, and I'll tell you it's mine. He probably won't even care.
RB Jasper Flax. Listen, man, have you ever heard of the Tube Bar calls?
Of course.
I caught them recently, and I was wondering what you thought of them. You know, they definitely break the rules, because they hit the same poor dude over and over and over again, but this is back when they didn't have any way to trace anything. It was old, like the 70s and stuff. And, I don't know, I can't decide. They definitely were cutting edge. They were the first ones, I think, that were doing it, but... they were kind of repetitive and boring at the same time.
Yep.
So anyway, cactus fan. Bye.
Wasn't Jerry Lewis the first one doing it? That's what G-Ad told me. He said there's a bunch of old Jerry Lewis prank calls from the, I don't know, 50s or 60s or something. Anyway, yeah, Tube Bar, of course I've heard of them. Back in the 90s when I signed up for a Jerky Boys fan club that was in the inside one of their CD covers, and the only thing I ever got for being in their fan club was an advertisement for the Tube Bar tapes. And they were kind of funny, but kind of repetitive, and I think I only listened to them maybe once or twice. And I remember in between prank calls, they had sound effects of some guy shitting in the toilet, which isn't exactly my style of humor. But yeah, they were definitely cutting edge back then, I assume.
Hey, Brad. This is Apocalypse again. Sorry for the shitty signal and the last voicemail. I'm on a motherfucking boat in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico right now, so my signal might not be any better. For that, I am sorry.
Brag much?
Anyway, I ran out of gas, and I was wondering if on the next show, if you could give the listeners the names of any stars that can help navigate me to Cuba from somewhere in the Gulf. The feds and I had a disagreement or two, and that is probably all I should say. You know how it is. Anyway, I'd really appreciate the directions, and I'll keep listening until you can help get me to my new home. Thanks, Brad.
All right, so I guess rest in peace, Apocalypse. Because that voicemail's from about 2 months ago, and since I stopped playing old voicemails, he's probably dead now. Sorry! That's probably enough voicemails for this episode. It's bad enough I'm making you listen to old pranks. I don't need to make you listen to a bunch of voicemails, too. So let's get back to the old prank calls from 2014.
Hello?
Hello, Joseph.
Oh, who's this?
This is Roy from the high school administration office.
Yes.
We found a couple boxes of your personal belongings that you left behind.
Really?
Yeah, I was wondering if you'd like to come by and get those.
Like what?
It's like two boxes, smaller size boxes. We only opened one. The first one, it's like filled with sex toys and dildos, butt plugs.
What?
It's filled with all these, you know, kind of embarrassing items.
What? Who the hell are you?
This is Roy from the high school administration office.
Who?
Roy. And we just, I don't know, we can throw it out if you'd prefer, but if you'd like to come by.
Who the hell are you?
Oh my God, I already told you, Roy from the high school administration
office. You know what? Don't call here again.
Why? Do you not want this stuff back?
You are some kind of asshole.
What?
Yeah, get off my phone.
What? What? Oh.
Thank you for calling Chris Kings with us. It's Natasha. How can I help you?
Hello, I'm calling to do kind of a reference check. I'm calling from Skippy's convenience store here in town.
Okay, just 1 second.
Okay.
Doing a reference check. Thanks for holding. This is Ashley.
Hey, Ashley. I was just calling about an employee that used to work there. His name's Juan Montano.
Yeah.
And do you know Juan Montano, I guess? I'm calling from Skippy's convenience store here in town.
Yeah. The name doesn't ring a bell to me.
I see. Is this a manager?
Yes.
Because, I mean, he worked here for about a week, and then he took all the money from the safe and the register and just disappeared. But he wrote on his application that he used to work there.
Was he an older or a younger guy?
He's younger.
I think I remember who you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe he was fired from here.
Oh, he was. Yeah, I guess we should have checked his references before we hired him. Because he just kind of took off with all the money. And we don't even have it on security cameras because he took those too. He took the security camera home with him.
Really?
Yeah. He just completely stripped this place down. Did he do anything like that there?
No.
And it looks like on his application he wrote that the reason for leaving Krispy Kreme, he wrote down that him and Ashley got busted stealing money from the register.
Who is this?
My name is Skippy. I'm calling from Skippy's convenience store over on 9th Street.
No, he was not caught stealing money from here.
Oh, well, he says him and Ashley were. And he wrote down on here that his spouse's name is Ashley. Are you just trying to protect him?
No.
Because, I mean, it sure sounds like you are. You're being all weird and...
Yeah, because this is a weird phone call.
Well, come on. If you know where he is, we need to know.
Okay, first of all, I have never spoken to him. I do not speak to him right now.
I haven't spoken to that kid since he got fired from here.
Well, have you never spoken to him, or have you just never spoken to him since he got fired?
What did I just tell you?
Well, you just told me you've never spoken to him.
I had...
And then you're...
He's not my husband. He's not my boyfriend. I do not speak to him.
Well, he says you and him stole money from the register, and he's married to you now.
No, that's a big lie.
Well, I'm sure you would say that if you knew you were going to have to give back the money that you stole from Skippy's.
Okay, well, first of all, I don't even know what the hell Skippy's is.
It's a convenience store.
And this is a weird-ass phone call.
And actually, we saw you in here yesterday casing the joint. And you and
oh,
him were
oh, you
talking.
Tripping and you got the wrong person.
Oh, crap, I'm tripping.
Thank you for calling Crystal King's Bus Alice. This is Natasha. How can I help you?
Hey, Natasha, can you tell Ashley we want our money back?
Excuse me?
Is Ashley there?
She is.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just need to talk to her.
Well, she's actually helping a customer at the moment.
Well, I'm calling from the corporate office with Krispy Kreme. It's really important. So maybe you could swap with her and you could finish with the customer and I'll just talk to Ashley real quick.
Is this not the same guy who just called from Skippy's?
Oh, no. I'm calling from the corporate office. I'm not sure what Skippy's would be.
Okay, 1 second.
Krispy Kreme, Mr. Ramon speaking. How may I help you?
Oh, I was trying to get a hold of Ashley. I'm calling from the corporate office with Krispy Kreme.
You're calling from the corporate office of Krispy Kreme?
Correct.
What is this regarding?
It's between me and Ashley. It's about her tax forms and stuff.
It's about a what?
It's about her tax forms. It's between me and Ashley.
Shouldn't you have to go through our general manager first before you consult somebody?
No, I just need to talk to Ashley.
Listen, it's called protocol. Okay, protocol.
Yeah, and apparently you don't know how it works.
Apparently I do know how it works. I've worked here quite some time.
Listen, you big dumb retard. Put Ashley on the phone.
Listen, this is a place of business, okay? If you're not calling about business or if you don't want to talk to the general manager who you have to go through unless you want to talk to any one of her employees.
That's bullshit.
Unless you're her.
That's bullshit.
Unless you're her. See, that's what I'm saying. You can't be from corporate. You don't, a corporate person would not call here for one asking for a regular employee and use profanity. Okay, so you need to go.
I can do whatever
go
I want. I'm in the corporate
board.
Office. What are you going
to
do, fire
go
me?
Back to the, I don't need to fire you. I don't care about you. I'm here at work. You are disturbing the operation here.
I'm not.
You know what I'm saying? And the sad part about it is we can track the number. All we got to do is make a phone call on a different phone and have this number tracked.
I dare you to do that.
You will be shut down in a matter of minutes.
You're going to shut down the corporate office for Krispy Kreme?
Look, check this out. You're not going to talk to Ashley. You must request to talk to the GM first. Then they will approve you talking to Ashley on any matters that have to do with the supposed tax forms.
I'm going
to
keep calling until she happens to pick up.
Listen, call back in the morning and ask for Margaret. Margaret.
I hate Margaret. I hate that bitch. I'm not going to talk to Margaret. I just need to talk to Ashley.
Well, you're not going to talk to Ashley.
Margaret
today.
Can go
I'm
fuck
sorry.
Herself.
Yeah, well... You can tell her that tomorrow morning.
No, can you take a message for me to leave for Margaret?
I'm not taking any messages. I'm getting off the phone. If you want to talk about fundraisers,
you have to. You have to.
We can talk all day about fundraisers. But if you're not talking about fundraisers or donuts or business, then there's nothing to talk about
here. This is a donut-related message that I need you to give to Margaret.
Listen, call back tomorrow morning, ask for Margaret.
Well, I need you to leave a message for Margaret to call me.
Any problems that you have.
Can you just write it down? Hello, David?
Yes?
Hey, I'm calling from the layaway department. You had some things on layaway here?
Yeah, I'm going to come get it on the first.
Oh, no.
I got about 6 bucks, huh?
Yeah, how much have you paid on that so far?
You called me. You ain't looking at my...
Don't be a smartass. No, the reason I'm calling, actually...
Fuck you, bitch!
No, hey, don't yell at me.
Hello?
Hello, Linda?
Yes, speaking.
Hi, this is Kevin. I'm with Royco Construction, and we just took the roof off of the bank over here
okay.
And now the employees are telling us that they didn't order any roof replacement. So they're saying they're not going to pay us, and they gave me your number. They went.
Okay, where did you take a roof off?
We're in over at the location on in.
What's the address?
Oh, the address. I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
Or and, is it on Fifth Street?
Yeah,
or Fifth, is it on Main Street?
It's definitely. Oh no, it is. It's on Main Street. Correct. Yeah, Main Street.
Okay. Now we have a was the building vacant?
Vacant? What do you mean?
Okay. The building that our bank is in is not vacant. It's on Fifth Street. We have a building on Main Street that was a former bank building that is vacant. I'm trying to determine, sir, which roof you took off.
Oh, well, it would be the one on Fifth Street because it's not vacant. No, there's employees inside.
Okay. Okay. And there's been no roof removed here at Fifth Street. Was it a full roof that you took off?
You're at Fifth Street?
I am at Fifth Street. I'm sitting.
Oh, look up. Can you see the sky?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, this is the roof we took off.
You never took this roof off.
We're on your roof right now. We're removing it.
Sir, are you sure you've got the right number?
Hey, you can stop with the attitude, lady. I'm just trying to tell you about the problem.
No, I want to help you, sir. I apologize if I'm coming across
Oh,
that
you should
way.
Apologize.
Oh, my goodness. I certainly will if you think I'm coming across not helpful, because I want to help you.
Oh, okay, yeah, I know. Okay, yeah, we're on the way over right now. We're going to take your roof off.
Okay, could I have your name again?
Sure, my name is Roy Gerbel. I'm with Royco Construction.
Okay, and could you spell your name?
Sure, R-O-Y.
Okay, what was the last name, sir?
Gerbil.
Okay, and you're with Royco Construction?
Yes, ma'am. And,
okay, do you know who would have called you to contract this work?
The lady on the phone said her name was Linda. So it must have been you.
Well, it wasn't me. When did they call you?
This morning. So we packed up our truck and we're on the way. We're going to take the roof off right now.
No.
The plan's been set in motion. We can't stop. We can't stop now.
Well, I'm afraid I don't think you're going to find a roof to remove when you get to our building, sir.
You don't have a roof?
I do have a roof.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. We're going to take the roof off.
Is this a joke?
Of course not. No. No, I don't joke about business.
I think you must be joking with me.
No, not at all. No, no. We just need to get we need to get rid of this roof.
Yeah. Can you
We're going to recycle it.
You're going to recycle it?
Yes.
And where are you calling from right now?
I'm calling from, I'm on the road right now. We're driving over to remove the roof.
Okay. And you're saying that Alinda called you to remove the roof?
Yes, it was you. I recognize your voice. There's no sense in denying it.
Oh, okay. Well, sir, I apologize, but I never called anyone to remove our roof.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll be there in 15 minutes and get started then.
We'll be looking for you.
Okay, well, no, you don't even have to bother. We'll get started without you.
Sir, you have, I don't know where you got this information. We do not need our roof removed. And if you're on the road, you need to probably go ahead and turn around.
Oh, no.
And go
no,
back
no.
to your office.
Nope, definitely not. Nope, we're coming to take the roof off right now.
Off of what? Off of this building.
Yes, definitely. We're going to take the roof off the building, and we're going to have it recycled. So it's very earth-friendly.
Hey, this is President today.
Yes.
And you either got some misinformation or you've got a real problem, but if you show up on our property, you will be met by our security personnel and the police.
Oh, that's not true, because we have a contract here, a signed contract by Linda. And she says we're taking the roof off. So you don't know what you're talking about.
I know exactly what I'm talking about, and I know Linda, who's standing here by me. Tell me who I'm talking to.
She signed the contract. I already told Linda. My name's Roy.
Roy what?
No, it'd be Roy who.
Roy who?
Yes, H-O-O. Yeah, we're on our way. We're going to be there in about 15 minutes and start working on the roof.
You be here in 15 minutes and touch our building, and the jail's right across the street, and that's where you'll be in another 15 minutes.
Oh, okay, smartass. Well, I'm also going to come in.
You're going to come in here and do what?
I'm going to come in there and close my checking account. I'm going to take my $200 home and to another bank if you don't let us take the roof off.
And listen, if this is your idea of a joke, it is not funny.
It's not a joke. I don't understand why you would think this is a joke.
But it's either a joke or you've got a real problem, sir.
You're threatening me with jail just for doing my job. I mean, Linda signed the contract.
I'm not threatening you with anything. I'm making you a promise. You touch our building and you'll be arrested.
I can come in because I have a checking account there.
You can come in, but I'm saying you
are. Well, I have to touch your building. I have to touch your building to come in, don't I?
Are you stupid or what is your problem? Well, our building is 2 years old. Why would we have our roof removed? This isn't even funny. I don't know why I'm even wasting my breath talking to you. I will have our security officer watching for you.
I don't know why you think it's funny to set up fake contracts and make us waste our time.
This conversation is ending. Come on down, and we'll have our security officer watching for you. If this is a joke, you need to pick somebody else to joke with. We're busy.
Okay, we'll turn around, and then we'll come back at night and remove the roof.
Hello.
Hello, is this Mrs. Anderson?
Yes.
Hey, this is Brad. I live down the street from you.
Uh-huh.
And I've been getting your mail by mistake.
You got it in our mailbox?
No. The postman has been bringing me your mail instead of my mail.
Oh, I see.
I've got a bunch of your mail here.
Oh, what was your name again?
My name is Brad.
Brad, do you want me to open my mails and meet me at our mailbox?
Oh, no, I'm not giving it to you. No, I'm just letting you know.
Oh, you are.
No, did the postman give you my mail, too?
I haven't opened it yet.
Okay, well, don't open my mail.
Joe Anderson, I'm Renine and Steve's mother-in-law.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Renine's mother, yeah, I should say.
I've been getting all of your mail, like, you know, all of those names.
Oh, isn't that terrible?
Yeah.
Renine and Steve are on vacation right now. They've left today, and they'll be back Sunday afternoon.
I see. Well, I'm going to rip up this mail, because I'm not going to read it. I don't want to read it, so I'm just going to rip it up into pieces.
Why do you want to rip it up? Why don't you give it to me?
Oh, no, because I'm not a postman. That's not my job. So here,
why don't you put it in the mailbox for the postman to pick up?
I'm ripping it all up now. Here it goes. Ripping it up. Yep. I'm just going to rip all this mail up so it doesn't get into the wrong hands.
That has our name on it?
Yeah, it's got your name on it and those other people, too. Throw it away.
Brad, where do you live?
I'm just down the street on Temescal.
Okay, what number?
Oh, no, I'm not telling you. I don't want you coming here because I'm not even giving you the pieces. Going to rip all these up.
Well, I'll have to telephone my daughter and see what they have to say.
Well, why? I mean, it doesn't matter. I've already ripped it up. You can't have it.
Okay, well, that's fine. Thank you for letting us know.
Wait, don't hang up, because I'm not finished ripping this stuff up. I got to rip
up. Well, if you won't give it to me, why are you ripping it up?
But I want to rip it up on the phone so you can hear. Rip. So much mail here. A ton of mail. All right, Olga, it seems to work. I think that's about all the time we have today to play old prank phone calls. If you really hate that I played old prank calls in this episode, you can blame the sponsor, Gizmo. Send all of your complaints to Gizmo. I am, though, once again back to not feeling that great, so I'm going to wrap this up with the recording, the outro, so I can go lay on the couch and put this all together and hopefully put it up on the feeds. And I will try to put out the high-quality feeds first today instead of the low-quality feeds, just to make Chris and Sarah happy, so they don't waste their precious 3 or 4 minutes waiting for the high-quality feeds. And hopefully I'll be feeling better soon. I mean, I've got to be right. I can't just be sick forever. I should be getting... I don't know why I'm not better yet. I'm probably just dying or something. So I'll do my best to make up for last week for not doing any shows. But just a warning, you know, this could happen again. I might just do another old show of old prank phone calls if I'm not feeling up to recording new stuff again. I hope it doesn't happen again, but it might, so try not to hate me if I have to do that again. Thanks for listening to the show, everyone. See you next time.
But I can call him and let him know.